Okay, so welcome you back, the survivors. So I will give maximum 10 minutes to Alban, between 5 and 10 minutes to present, because then we have to talk a little bit among us and we should fulfill our schedule. Or at least, I'd like to fulfill the schedule so that everyone can discover Lisbon and the beautiful things that the town has to offer. So I'm going to that side because I want to see as well. Alban.
Okay. So thank you very much. I will present you today the website that has been created for supporting this conference or this format of conferences that we launched last year in Berlin. So, first of all, I will try to present you the main ideas of the platform, and then I will get into details and showing you some screenshots so that you understand what it is about, and at the end I will ask you what you can do for that, and I will tell you what you can do for that. So, first of all, the websites of Progressive Europe. So you all know these conferences are labeled under the motto Progressive Europe. So the website is actually called exactly the same, progressive-europe.eu. This should be a central place for you to get more visibility for these conferences, for these gatherings, also to bring more debates between you, between each country and each parliament, and also to get more interaction between you and the outside world, the public sphere, and also internally. So I will come in details. So first of all, the first point is the visibility. So this website is actually answering to a very big paradox. We are meeting there physically, and actually it's the best way to meet and the best way to discuss. The problem is we meet only twice a year, and in between there is a lack of exchange. So what kind of answer can we bring? Actually, the website, the virtual world, help us to face this problem. So this was the first motivation to create a website, to fill this gap between each conference. So now you will have a stable and sustainable platform showing that these gatherings and conferences exist between the conferences. So what is on this website? First, you
Let me just interrupt you, sorry. So the idea is that this will be in place when? As soon as
it's already online. It has been launched at the conference of the presidents of parliamentary groups in Paris at the beginning of the week. It has been launched on Tuesday.
So it will be updated?
It will be updated every time. Every conferences, but also between the conferences, with articles of you and of all of you. So I will come back to this point.
My immediate suggestion is that there is an update of the site.
Yeah.
Because it is announcing.
Yeah, exactly.
While we have the resolution, while we have the decision about Sofia and so on. So when this is concluded.
Yeah, there will be an article online.
We'll send you the information.
Exactly. That's
and
exactly
then
the way.
It stays there until the next one. Okay.
Yeah. So there are several categories on the website. First, the news, it's like a homepage. I don't need to speak about that. One of the main places is the heads of the conferences. So there will be a place, there is a place on the website called About Us, and there are three categories. First, the heads of parliamentary groups. So here you see the heads of parliamentary groups from socialist and social democratic groups in the European parliaments, European national parliaments. So this is not our conference. It's the conference of the beginning of the week. So there is also a page mentioning all people from our conferences of MPs. And on this page you are all. So you are on the web page with a picture Maria, João as well, everybody. So the idea here is to give faces to the whole process. Timo?
Sorry, is this the parliamentary group leaders or party chairman?
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Antti Rinne is our party chairman, but not the leader of the parliamentary
okay.
group.
I will come to this point after, if you have modification. So this is the page for the MPs, and you can also filter, so that this is for the public, if one person want to filter out all the Portuguese MPs, he can do it, and then he will find only the MPs. This is also a place to give more visibility to the parliamentary groups as such, so it's also good for making more promotion of the work of parliamentary groups, because it's always, you know, that assimilated to the work of the party, but no, we want to show there is a difference between both. So, yeah. The second big point, it's...
Sorry, who is this lady?
The second point is about the conference. So the conferences... We have two types of conferences. The conference of the MPs, here, and the conference of the presidents. So here we have a clear distinction between both. So it's also important for, you can see here, I don't know if you see it on the screen, but on the left you have a clear distinction of conference of the presidents with the city and the date, and the same for the MPs. So actually what we... We'll have on the website in the future is hopefully even more conferences of different subjects. So here we are not the conference of MPs, but actually the conference of MPs specialized in financial, fiscal, and economic affairs. So maybe we will create a new conference for transportation. I don't know, but it could have a place there. If there are social democrats and socialists. So here it's for the public as well to have a place and know what it is about. And for you also to get back to the results of the last conferences. So I go further and we have the last page. It's media. It's called media or press. The idea here is to gather all the articles speaking about your conferences, so media coverage, but also everything you produce for the press, so all the press material that you are giving out of the conference. So, for example, if you produce conclusions, we can label them and they will appear there. And we can say to the press, go to the website, there is a page media, and you will get all information you need. So, as well, our goal here is just to simplify the way to find information about that, because it's still very informal, but I mean, you can gain a lot from the visibility of this gathering. Another point. So now I go to the pillar, more debate. Why is it a platform which can lead to more debate? Two simple ideas. The first one, it's a platform where we will publish your opinions. So there is, we had the choice. I didn't make the choice, but the SPD parliamentary group and the French proposed to have opinions in plural. So it's very important in the framework of our conference. So the idea here is to publish articles, opinion pieces that you are writing, published in the news, studies from your parliamentary group, anything you find interesting, which can be interested for another parliamentary group, for your colleagues, you can put it there. Easy way, you just write an email to the editorial team, so I will be there, and with my team, we will upload everything. It is very important that you give us that, because we will not write anything. It's not our platform. It's not my platform. It's your platform. So it's just, we are there to facilitate everything. But the content is coming from you. But just, the idea is also everything linked to the European affairs. And if, for example, we had the case of Karin writing a piece with Carsten Schneider and with Jakob von Weizsäcker, and it was getting out from the conference in Berlin, and it's exactly what we are looking for. Pieces written with many hands in different countries. So really, I encourage you all to meet, for example, in Portugal with the Spanish colleagues and write a piece together about the situation and the peninsula. And everything could be interesting for this platform. And there you have a place to publish it, in any case. So the second point of the debate is more simple. It's the integration of a Twitter stream. So everything that you are tweeting is appearing there. The list of the Twitter stream is based on the Twitter accounts of all MPs participating in the conference. So there is no external integration here. It's just you. So it's also a way for the public to see what's happening in the country, because you are not always publishing stuff about European affairs, but it's just there a window for opening the eyes on the outer world, the outer Europe. So it's meant also for you to have a relay on another platform. Then I got to the end, and maybe the most important, so more interaction. There are two clues. The first one is a very easy one, a newsletter. So every 4 months, so we will publish a newsletter to the people who registered or subscribed on the website to get the news from it, and we will send all last articles. So it's meant for the public more. But the other one, and it's more important, and maybe I have a new ID coming from Finland, this is very the key. How can you engage between the conferences, directly between yourselves? Because we are facing a problem. The problem is there is a good interaction, but you cannot always communicate directly with a simple button to all of you. So we could make possible to have a mailing list, and we would make a mailing list of the presidents, okay? A mailing list of you, and the idea would be your email addresses, and only yours. So nobody else. No advisor, no everything you choose to be on this list to communicate directly. So if Paolo is sending a mail, a very important information for you, he knows he sent a mail to this email address, and you will all get that, and only you. And we will create another mailing list, because it has been asked by the people concerned, a mailing list of advisors. So for maybe less important information, but still very important, or stuff that you cannot work on it directly, but for Lucas, for example, to have the information and connect all advisors European-wide. The idea is to have a better impact European-wide. And Timo was mentioning the fact that it could be interesting to have a Facebook group just between you to publish stuff. I don't know if you would be interested in it, but we can make the structure, and it's very easy. But if it can help to foster and improve the debate, I think it's a great idea. We can try, and we have nothing to lose, actually. It's just the question of how much you will use the tool. We were not willing to create a new tool which will not be used, but maybe Facebook is a good middle way. So you can discuss between you and tell me if you want me to create a Facebook group as well. So, conclusion, the website is available now, is already online in English, French and German, maybe more languages to come if somebody or one parliamentary group is interested in giving a translation and helping for that, because our resources are very limited. And then how will it be governed? So this website will be directed by an advisory board, and the idea of this advisory board is to have one people, one person from each parliamentary group participating in the platform, to know like twice a year what is happening on the website, and to give you all the possibility to have an impact of the website and also know what is happening on the website. Another point, editorial board, it's more for people willing to have a real impact on each contributions, to see what's happening every day, but we need there more flexibility to be able to publish very fast. So if one parliamentary group is willing to participate in it, let me know and we will see, but we need to be very reactive. We can speak about that later. You will have a letter from Carsten Schneider about that. And last but not least, again, we need your engagement. And I just want you to remember one thing. It's very important. You are the only parliamentary family, party family organizing such events. Don't forget that. There is no party family organizing such events so regularly, so intensively. There is no. So you really are the front of that. And I think you really can gain from that. And you all know that. You are always saying that. So maybe we can have a try with the idea of Stefan, this list of articles, to publish that to all of you. But yeah, again, send me your articles, your contributions, your ideas. I would be very happy if you can have a look at the website and let me know what you miss and what you want and what you need to be more efficient. And we will try to implement it as soon as possible. So, yeah, that's it for the ID. And don't forget now, Progressive Europe, this is the hashtag for you. So if you want to have a European echo, you can use this hashtag. Thank you.
Thank you, Arnon. I think it will be useful to spend some minutes just with brief comments and perhaps suggestions to Alban. So I will just give some, and then I will ask if someone has some contributions. First of all, I think we have to thank you very much for this work. I think this is a very interesting tool that, if well used, can be very powerful. Some very practical suggestions. As you told and clarified, you are not going to put contents on this. So either there are contributions or it's become a static thing about... And this is not the idea. The idea that this has some dynamic. So I suggest that you contact the socialist parties. So there are some who are here already. But there should be one person more responsible to interact. Usually in each party there is someone who likes more to Facebooks and things like that. In order to, you know, keep this alive. Otherwise it's just, you know, a mural. So this is the first suggestion. You have some... This does not mean that everyone cannot contribute and so on, but at least to have some dynamics. The other thing is that there should be keywords associated with each article and a search mechanism to search for keywords. Let's give an example. A topic that interests me, France is doing, interests me as a parliamentarian, and we may do an initiative on this, Airbnb. Yeah. Airbnb, it's an issue in Germany, in France, it's a general problem in countries who have a lot of tourism. So it's important that if someone writes something, that is a keyword, Airbnb, and then we can search, because if this becomes a good thing and lots of articles, it becomes a problem. This is the second. The third topic is links, external links. So how it's important, of course, to have the link to SND, and this you have to think about with the family of the Socialists and Democrats, but not also to some think tanks. So because the idea as far as I can understand, it's just not making a network of parliamentarians, but also to stimulate debate. And debate is done with policy papers, and we cannot think that we are doing all the policy papers. They are done by Bruegel, they are done by IPP, they are done by Notre Europe. So it could be, there could be a section of policy papers with links, and this has to be chosen. What are the institutions that we think deserve to be linked in, but there should be policy papers, important that when we want to discuss debt or whatever, we easily go to Bruegel, to Notre Europe, to, and see what think tanks more or less in the area, or not in the area, but credible think tanks like Bruegel. Bruegel, I think, it's, we cannot say that it's a socialist and democrat, but it's a, everyone recognizes it is one of the most important European think tanks. Okay, this is what I had to say so far, and again, thank you. I don't know if Maria João would like to say something about the possible connection between this and other things that exist already online, because basically on the Family Social Democrats, Maria João.
First of all, congratulations, because this is a great initiative. I'm very pleased, starting with the logo, by the way, because it's great that we could get this hashtag for us. It's a very important one. So the brand is very good. So let's use it the best we can. And I think this is really filling a gap, because we have different websites in our family, of course. We have the PES website, we have the SND website. But we need to get another dimension exactly by building on national parliaments. And I really believe this can open a new stage for us to organize as a political family. Because I know quite well the machinery behind SND Group and the PES, and I always thought that we need to go much farther by involving national politicians, our national politicians. So I really think these websites should be developed as a tool for this. What is at stake, I would say, is not just to have a good communication tool. It is, in fact, to build a more powerful party. Because let me just, and I cannot be very long, but I'm completely convinced that if we want to make a difference, our problem is not only to set the right policies. Our problem is to make politics with much stronger tools we need to develop together. This will be the critical difference, is to make European politics with stronger tools. So I believe this website can be extremely helpful. And of course, we can say there is a certain overlap, but not too much, so I'm not worried with this. And I think that so far, you have identified good details of the website, the way to connect with social networks. This idea of the Facebook group, this is perhaps one possibility for us to have a kind of club where we can exchange views. And then, let me tell you that the EPP family has also quite intensive work involving national parliamentarians. So we need to have a look to this. But I have a question for you, which is the following. So now we have a network with the presidents of parliamentarian groups. Our group in economic area is another one. Can you identify other thematic groups or not?
Actually, there is no other group. I heard from the SPD parliamentary group that some people in the transportation area wanted to do something, but there is no date, there is no conference, there is no policy area making stuff like yours.
Okay. Let me make a final suggestion that we should try to develop another group on the social issues. because this will be central for us.
For that, I know that Axel Schäfer in Germany, you probably know him, yes. He was there in Berlin, he wanted to do also something on this side. So I think also, yeah, it's a topic, a big.
Yes, 3 points. First point, bravo, bravi. It's really a great, I think it's a great thing. It's strange to believe that parliamentary groups, national parliamentary groups, did not build this kind of proposal until now, but it's a reality. So, well, it's strange, but it is that. And so the proposal that you make on just sharing an internet site is great. So thank you very much and bravo. Two suggestions. For the mailing list, I think it's a huge tool because, as you know, Alban, it was quite a work to have the list of the mails. And for instance, when Valérie decided to write a letter to Pierre Moscovici on the calculation of the potential growth made by the European Commission, a letter that has been signed by 40 members of all the parliamentary groups, it is the ML group list that has been used. It was without this list, this letter would never have been signed by 40 members of parliament from all Europe on this subject. So I think this ML group is really... it's much more than communication. It's a tool. It's a working tool. So I don't know how you are going to manage it, how many people will be inside this email group. But, well, I insist on that thing. We can work a lot on that. And the second point I wanted to make was what we can put on the site. There is something very strange once again, but anyway, there is something that we could start with, is the fact that when we vote or when we start a budget national discussion, we could put somewhere on the site the documents of the budget and the date of the discussion. That is, for instance, France will start the discussion of its budget for 2017 on the 28th of September. If there is something where we can share this information, I'm pretty sure, even if it's in French, I'm pretty sure that it would interest a lot of things. I would be very interested, by the way, to have the link and the date of the debates of the German budget. And that would be very interesting to have the link and the date of the Portuguese budget. Because I just don't know when you start discussing and I don't know what are your budget documents. And of course, it's a little difficult if it is not a socialist government or a socialist shared government. But anyway, it's an information. I don't know if it's too much for what you want to do with the Progressive Europe sites, but it could be... We could try.
Karine, let me just add a footnote. We could start with this budgetary thing with countries who had socialist prime ministers, dates of the budget, and let's say 5 important measures asked to the country, so to Portugal, to... France to you know, identify 5 important measures in this budget to share with the others. Because, of course, we have documents in Portuguese, we have documents in France. We read French, but you don't read Portuguese. So every country, because this could answer a bit of... I got told yesterday about why don't we do more? But we don't know, you don't know what we are doing. And we could say, well, what we did in the last budget, actually, we could say, what we did in the last budget, in one sheet, one A4 sheet, half, what important measures last year, important measures that we introduced in this budget. But this give ideas, since our date is 15th October and your 28th of September, so we steal some of your ideas. Now, this is the sort of thing that can
be useful in these gatherings.
Thank you. There has been a website, Progressive Economy, which has accumulated very good content over the last 3 years after it was established. Aren't you going, Alban, just to interconnect these two sites? It would be unreasonable, in my view, to duplicate the ideas at both platforms, at both sites. It's easier. It's more reasonable just to make it twins in a way. Thank you.
Thank you, Iger. Timo?
It's Timo.
Timo.
Como optimo. Optimo. I hate email. I hate email. I hate mailing lists. I mean, I get like 1,000 emails each day, and now just someone called me whether I'd read the email someone sent me yesterday. Now, you have to distinguish between external communication and internal tools. Sometimes these two functions do not combine in one specific tool. Now, to have an effective internal tool for a purpose, and one purpose for me acutely is something I said yesterday, particularly in tax issues, since taxes are not decided on European level. They're always decided on national level. So particularly taxes, which vary very much from country to country, and the policies within this family vary a lot. So I would love to have a tool where I could send a question. Well, actually, we had a brief meeting with Eric. Although in neighboring countries, we came all the way to Lisbon to talk about capital gains tax, inheritance tax, all these kind of issues. Ridiculous. I mean, what we should do is that I need to know the capital gains system in Sweden and what are you planning to do about it, and contact Eric and ask, and he'll answer me. So, whatever. Or then, if we want to do cooperation on tax issues that cross borders, if we need to do something together with Eric and Karsten, for instance, so we need a platform or a clipboard where we could kind of, first of all, initiate this cooperation and then draft something we could publish in newspapers in all respective countries, because there's a lot of tax legislation that could not be implemented in one country alone. It just wouldn't make sense. Now, personally, I've used closed groups, secret groups in Facebook in these kind of practical matters to quite good effect. I've run two campaigns where you have the campaign team communicating within that group, and I also run my tax group, the party tax group, within using the primary tool of a Facebook group, where you can also post documents and alert people saying, well, I need an answer to this question. Do you have any opinions? You can tag people, and they, whenever they go to Facebook just for fun, they see, well, there's some more serious stuff that they need to attend as well. And I know that there's always in a group a few people who detest or by principle do not want to participate in Facebook, but I would strongly suggest that those persons would create a Facebook presence, identity, even a pseudonym, if that is something you don't want to do, just for this purpose. And the good point of it, it's not a huge list of emails. Somebody's responding to a question, somebody's re-responding, and there's a huge chain of emails. To people who need to read it, to people who don't need to read it, those people who need to read it don't get it, it gets drowned. But that Facebook layout is a clipboard. So that is very functional, so I'd be very pleased if we could use this kind of very simple tool.
May I just ask a question to Timo?
No. Sorry, Karen.
No, but one question. Just one question. how do you make Facebook group when you are a page?
Karen, we are not, sorry, we are not going to close the discussion, and we have not time. Let me try to summarize, perhaps it answers to some of your questions. I think Alban did a great job, but he has to do a greater job. And the greater job you have to do when you go back home is to think more broadly, because there is progressive economy, because there is Facebook, because there is a personal and private dimension that we could think about in having a reserved area with passwords. For instance, our emails, I don't want my email in this public. I don't want. But I would like everyone to have access. How can we manage this in this reserved area? My opinion was that there should be some reserved area for emails, for we sharing contacts. And the public area, and think about and make a proposal perhaps for the next meeting if we should create a forum here, or if we should use Facebook is more easy. So you should think about all this. There is a world around this, and we should choose the most efficient ways. Most of us have Facebook. I have Facebook. Perhaps some of you have Facebook. So we have to think about this. We are not going to close this, Karine, sorry. But I think it's a challenge that I give to Alban, apart from, you know, improving this, to have in the next meeting in 6 months a more overarching approach, even after doing this, and then we can progress. I think this is a good start. I think Timo raised important questions. I also hate emails in the sense that, I don't hate emails. I hate this nonsense conversation in emails. So my suggestion is that we move to the so-called conclusions. You can react, but very, very, very briefly, because it's 20 to 4, and would you like to react very, 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 very quickly?
Yeah. So, in general, I'm sorry, because I need to leave. I have my flight. So, thank you for everything, because it's helping me a lot. All the stuffs discussed, I have an answer to it. And a positive one. So actually, I think I will not wait till the next meeting. I will send you something before. That's my conclusion.
I suggested to send the...
I will send you that.
Right. Now I want to propose first a methodology and see if you all agree with the methodology, and then I would like to raise some specific topics which are more hot topics, let's say, and which I would like to settle here before we leave. The methodology I suggest for the joint resolution is that it will be draft first between me and João Paulo and Valérie, the first version, and after we have a first version, we circulate to the group, and people can either object some sentences or propose something to add, but I suggest that people are minimalist and not try to revise everything. So very minimalist and with just very important things, so that we can... we are in conditions to send this in the beginning of the next week. So the first question I ask is if you agree with this methodology. We are going to talk about 4 or 5 topics here, which are the more critical ones, which I would like to settle here, because otherwise emails and... So, first of all, My question is, do you agree with this methodology to Timo? Timo, you agree with the methodology? Okay, so that's a good start. Thank you, Alban, and have a safe journey. Maria João. Okay. So, because Mariana and Filipa did some, you know, notes about what happened here, but I am thankful for that. But it needs to be reworked in terms of what is going to be the resolution. I didn't have much time to reflect on this, so I'm just going a bit in the more critical issues. Let me read what was the joint resolution, two lines of last meeting. We concluded we need to ensure a much stronger recovery in Europe based on stronger private and public investment, reducing the weakness of domestic demand and implementing a progressive agenda of reforms. Right. On this topic, which has to do with our first session and somehow the third session, we basically want to emphasize what is there in a different way. I think it was clear, and this is the first message I would like you to just say yes or no. If you say no, I'll give you the one. The first strong idea, and I ask Filipa and Mariana to be very attentive to what I'm saying, because I didn't write down what I'm saying. It will be useful. The first idea, very important, is without growth and employment, we cannot implement our progressive agenda. Without the growth we had in the last 15 years, we cannot implement our progressive agenda. And this is very important to put things in this way. Up or down? So you agree? So this is one idea. The other difficult idea, but we sent it to a vote, and I'm going to formulate it to see if you agree more or less in this. So first, we acknowledge that there is some trade-off between fiscal consolidation and economic growth in the short run. And we recognize the importance of fiscal rules. But we don't consider that the rules embodied in the fiscal compact are neither grounded in sound economic theory nor give the fiscal space for a discretionary fiscal policy in countries that need to use it. I'll formulate in this way. So we need to start discussing the rules embodied in the fiscal compact. So this is a very important topic. That's why I would like you to, we like to discuss a little bit, because this has to be settled here. Timo, the formulation.
Yes, we are very representative.
So, Timo, before you speak, just try. So my formulation, try to balance, if you were clear attention, try to balance the idea that some fiscal rules are needed, okay? I think we have to affirm this, otherwise we should start thinking leaving the euro. So we agree that some fiscal rules are needed, but what I put to a vote, that's why I'm comfortable to make this suggestion of the interpretation of the vote we did, is that, and actually this was grounded in many data I presented here. The data I presented here was to try to show that country, and this can be said in the text, countries who have debt to GDP of 30%,
they cannot have an expansion of fiscal policy according to the fiscal compact. This is one of the points. And this is stupid from the economic point of view, from all points of view. So, and what we are saying is that we should start the discussion. Timo.
Yes, thank you. Actually, Markus pointed out to me that in the text of fiscal compact, the last paragraph requires that there will be a review of this agreement and the contents of it in 5 years' time, which means in 2018, automatically. So this is a discussion that needs to be started in our respective countries anyways, because this is something that I did not know, but it's something that provides us with a rather controversial starting point, doesn't it? Saying that, yes, since this review is due by 2018, we urge the Commission and our relevant or independent reviewers to start it to find out whether our doubts that this is not based on sound science, the measurement of this 0.5 structural deficit is, if not impossible, very questionable and so forth, and if, whether it's sensible at all. So this framework of this review that is, has to be taken place anyways would be one way to frame the whole question.
I think what Timo said just reinforces the suggestion, so we can mention that it is predicted to make an evaluation. But my point, and we can suggest the Commission and the Parliament, the European Parliament, to discuss this, but we can start the discussion now. There is no reason why we should not start to open this. So my idea is that this platform that we are building now, it has its own dynamic. We don't need to wait that the Commission... I think it was not your idea, Timo. I don't know if it was or not, but we don't need to wait that the Commission and Mr. Claude Juncker opens the discussion, or Mr. Merkel decides to open the discussion. There are things that we can start discussing, but this is my opinion. But anyway, we can have a formulation connecting. So I accept your suggestion. My point is that we don't need to wait for other things to suggest that this should start. I don't know, Valérie, if you want to add something.
I think it was very, I don't know the word in English, but c'est malin, the way he malin. It's clever, the way he phrased it, because... Okay, we do not criticize, but we say, okay, in 1 year time, we need to have an evaluation, so let's start.
Very much Timo's suggestion, and this is a fact, so we have 2019 as an horizon for this assessment. Let me just add two other informations, is that the five president report to be delivered by the European Commission until May next year will probably say something about this. Second information is that this issue is already being discussed in the so-called Article 13 conferences, parliamentarian conferences on economic governance. And some of you are there. So we can also use this opportunity. So you should bear in mind that we have a social democratic network meeting always before the starting of this conference. And the conference takes place twice a year. So we also need to use this opportunity to discuss these things.
Yeah, we have several forums where this thing is discussed. And each forum has its own legitimacy. And this forum has the legitimacy of members of parliament. And we can participate in several forums, and we can influence. Imagine that we create a huge dynamic of these meetings. We could influence the commission. It's as simple as that. You know, imagine that 140 members of parliament of the Socialist and Democratic Group could... Okay, I think you receive a paragraph on this. Now, moving to Brexit. So it doesn't mean that other things will not arise. So the idea about Brexit, which I try to be consensual, is that Brexit has to be understood on its causes, why it happened. And it's both a danger and an opportunity. The danger is that this brings a risk of a domino effect on other countries, on the European project. And the opportunity is that basically it obliges us to rethink and reevaluate the European project, mainly in the social area. So the challenge of Brexit, it's a challenge for us to rethink the European project. Knowing, of course, that there are consequences. And they were set here. This will change, of course, what each country will, if it materialize. This will be there. We never know if it will materialize. If it materializes, it will have consequences on several consequences, but we don't have to. But particularly, it have different consequences in different countries. It's not necessary to mention Latvia and the cases that were, you know, pointed out here, but it will have a differential impact in countries of the European Union. So we acknowledge this. I don't know if you agree more or less with this. So the idea of dangers, but also opportunities. I don't know, Timo, it's okay with you. And Karin.
I'm sorry, but may I suggest that in the final resolution, we are not in a commentary. I mean, the first block is we need to discuss, to rediscuss a part of the rule, and by chance it is written in the treaty. That's the conclusion of our meeting. The conclusion of the Brexit cannot be... There could be opportunity, difficulties. We need to say either that we want Brexit either we condemn the Brexit, or we just say the Brexit has taken place, we want to take the best. But I suggest we do not comment, we just give the political conclusion that we have. Because otherwise, well... There's a...
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if someone wants to... I agree. We didn't discuss that, as far as I could understand, from that point of view. But there is something that I would suggest. We don't know yet how it will be, if and how it will be, Brexit. We don't know. So there is still uncertainty about that. But one thing we know is that it showed a majority dissatisfaction of British citizens towards the European project, and this is the political conclusion. We have to think about that, and it was mentioned here, actually, that European citizenship should be reinforced, and the positive aspects of the European Union should be reinforced towards all citizens across Europe. I'm following the topics of the conference, but the way in the resolution I'm thinking already that should be organized is we evaluate the current situation of the European Union, and there are two or three major threats. One, Brexit, and we have to say something about Brexit. Other, the refugee crisis, security. So put this in terms of the sort of discussion about the current situation of the European Union, and then try to get some political messages. But I took well note of Karine, and I'll think about that. Maria João perhaps has some suggestions. Maria João?
Well, have this following comment. Of course, we have uncertainty around the Brexit issue, but there are a few things we do know. One is on the way to deal with United Kingdom in this situation. I think it's very important to have a European consistent way to deal with the British situation, and we need to avoid the risk of bilateral negotiations. So we should say that we need to have a quick clarification of this, but we cannot start negotiation before they notify on their decision. So this is a very important point to have a consistent way to deal with UK. And I think there is a second thing we can say is that...
João, sorry to interrupt you. We have here a problem, is that we have already half of the people who have been in this meeting. So we cannot, we should not now add more things than, because it will be unfair to the others who went and they cannot agree and say, well, we don't talk about this. So I'll give you the word following, but the question we have to ask ourselves is, from what has said here and discussed here, well, okay, we can add a little bit, but we cannot open now the discussion about Brexit, okay?
Okay. So, Paulo, you were the chair, so I accept your interpretation about what happened here. Nevertheless, I think there is a second thing is important for us to say, is that we do need a European roadmap with better solutions, because the underlying issue of the Brexit is citizens, they feel they are losing control of their lives. And we need to recognize this problem. So I think this is a good idea for us then to develop our solutions, is that we do need a European roadmap with better solutions, and when it comes growth and jobs and investments and taxation, we have these ideas. This is my suggestion.
Thank you. Actually, this expression that you just told was used here, and I think it should be in the report. Citizens, it was used, and citizens are losing control of their lives, Filipe and Mariana. And we have to have an answer to this. This was one of the things that came out of the discussion of the Brexit. It was in line with what I said, that we have to understand the causes of the British referendum. Actually, my interpretation is of the mood of the interventions was no one wanted to be very, very tough on Britain, but neither a la carte Britain. So, but I think this is enough for Brexit. Igor. Starting a discussion, okay?
Yes,
what we
sure.
want is to have a common ground of what was said here and try to see if we agree about what was said. We're not reinitiating the debate.
So we're stating the position for meeting, for conference. And the position is that we do not condemn Britain. It was a democratic choice. But we understand that it can trigger the process of a disintegration of Europe. And in order to avoid this event or disintegration as it is, we should avoid the reasons or overcome the reasons of possible disintegration. And the first one was discussed in the previous round of our conversation, namely the unreasonable fiscal policy and austerity. And the second one is the fears of people to not to lose the control of their lives, but I would say to lose their fear to lose their identity. Sometimes they're in complete control of their lives, but still identity vanishes under the pressure of the processes which are without control from the European Commission side. So we do not, in order to avoid the triggering of the process, we need to avoid reasons or divert reasons which we should name the challenges. The Brits has their own reasons, their own reasonability.
I agree.
Thank you.
Starting the discussion. Thank you. So the third topic on completing Europe's economic and monetary union, five presidents report. Well, I would suggest Maria João if she wanted to underline two main conclusions for this topic. So basically, I remember what you said, and that reflect a little bit, so you may you remember what happened in here. So I don't know if you want, if you like to, or otherwise I'll do it and send to everyone. But would you like, Maria João, to suggest one or two topics that you feel that reflect what we discuss here, or?
Simple idea, which is the following. So we have agreed that we need to have a better policy mix with not only fiscal consolidation and reforms, but investment and the role of demand. And if you want to implement this kind of policy mix in the Eurozone, we need to develop some instruments which are still not there. So notably, completing banking union and building up some kind of fiscal capacity. Because otherwise, yes. Eurozone as a whole will not be able to implement this policy mix.
Yeah, my idea was in that line as well. I think, and let me know if it's your feeling as well, that the fact that we did not progress as much on banking union and in fiscal union introduces vulnerabilities for a new financial crisis. We didn't have the topic of the financial crisis, but we I'd like to know if you agree with this idea. So first what Maria João said, so we need a better policy mix. And we need the progress, basically, in these 2 areas, who are in the five presidents' report, basically the banking union, in several dimensions, not just the one who was done, and the fiscal union. Because if we do not progress decisively in these dimensions, when? Because the question is when. Because we are sure as economists that the new financial crisis will appear sooner or later. So when the new financial crisis comes, the EU is not prepared for it. So this is something, Karine.
Of course, it's an important idea, but just to come back to the discussion of yesterday, because I think that the idea is to have a paper on what we discussed, really. What we said yesterday evening is that we need to have new policy mix from the Eurozone, but we have a huge problem with the debt, common debt of the countries. And I think we should write this. We all said that yesterday. You said that, she said that, I said that. So we just need to say that after the crisis, we could not go as far as we wanted to have a common answer. That's what Maria said, that we need to find new answer, common answer, economic answer, and that the main wall that we have is the debt of the countries, including, of course, the banking debt, which is a part of the discussion. I really think that we should write this because it's exactly what we said yesterday.
Karine, it's very good that you remember this. No, because this should be in the first point, because it was when it appears in the discussion, in my presentation, on the trade-off between fiscal consolidation and economic growth, and I say it's impossible to make fiscal consolidation with this size of debt. So let's formulate a sentence for the debt, which will come not in this part, not but in that part. So basically, the idea is that countries, and I think we should nominate the countries because the list is done, countries who have ratios of debt to GDP higher than 90% cannot implement a progressive agenda, fully at least, because they have a burden of interests and they are obliged to reduce their... So that we have... The idea of the elephant in the room, of the debt, it will be in some sentence saying that that the issue of debt is still a huge problem for fiscal consolidation, for economic growth, and for a progressive agenda. So this is the idea, in short, in two lines. The burden of the debt in several countries, and I have no problem in terms of Portugal. I can tell you which countries are. Belgium, Ireland, Greece, Spain, France, Italy, Portugal, and Cyprus. They all have debt to GDP greater than 90%. So particularly in those who have lower growth, which are almost all, not all, but almost all. This is a burden that puts a burden on fiscal consolidation. It impairs economic growth, and it makes very difficult to implement a progressive agenda. Timo.
Thank
and
you.
Should be addressed, and these problems should be addressed.
Yes, several points here. First one is mentioning numbers, because mentioning 90% of GDP is in danger of repeating the Rogoff fallacy. We all know what I mean. I do not want that to happen, so it would be much safer to just use a general term of
high debt.
Okay. Yes. Secondly.
Taken.
Secondly.
But we can't say the countries or you.
I don't think it's necessary, because there you can kind of derive what you think is a threshold, and there is not much scientific evidence to that. Secondly.
Taken.
In my group, there certainly is very strong objections to suggestions of debt mutualization. So
But it's not.
So if you want to have that kind of text, it's really objectionable. And the same goes with direct references to fiscal capacity. So the first part of what Maria Jose presented was, I think, excellent. And but what comes to those tools in detail, I would prefer to leave that more open.
Let me just... So we can back to the first point, okay, where I talk about growth and fiscal consolidation. I repeat the sentence I said. I didn't use the word mutualization. I didn't use the word restructuring. I only said this. And now I will take out the countries and the threshold. The debt burden in a significant group of European countries, we know that there are eight, but in a significant group of European countries, and the private debt, we can add, because this is not just public debt, it's private debt, impairs economic growth, makes fiscal consolidation more difficult, and also more difficult to implement a social progressive agenda. Have you written this, ladies, Filipa and Mariana? Have you written? Or better was to record. So this is the only thing, okay? So we are not talking, but we have to go, because we have two topics. And is it very important, Igor? Okay, 1 minute. 1 minute, Igor.
But I simply reiterate the language of the devil's advocate. If you have a huge debt, do conduct austerity policy and you'll reduce your debt. I simply quote some of our politicians in power. Thank you.
Okay. Right. So... let's move to BIPs. Here there are lots of things that were said. Basically, the parliamentarians recognized it was a big step forward, that issues of tax evasion, tax avoidance are... and tax base erosion. So the first idea is that the comeback to tax evasion, tax avoidance, and tax base erosion is perhaps one of the strongest cement of the socialist and democratic, one of the, we cannot say the few, but one of the things that we are all agree very strongly and we should push forward. So this is one important idea that everyone shared. The second idea is that we could not imagine 3 years from now that so much progress could be done in this area, because everyone said that this was impossible, everything was. So there was much progress in this implementation of measures, and many recommendations were implemented into national laws, so this was a huge progress. Having said this, I think we should point out some shortcomings. And the shortcomings are understandable because tax rules are a national power and they can only change approved in the community level by unanimity. But there are worries that rules are completely different in every country concerning the definition of tax bases, tax incentives, tax rates. So this does not contribute to a real common market and contributes to the race to the bottom in terms of taxation and particularly corporate taxation. So I think we should at least point out that this should be addressed. I don't know if you would like to go as far as saying that should be considered, for instance, a minimum corporate tax or not. I'd like to hear your opinion about this. A minimum. So avoid the word harmonization. Consider, discuss. I don't know if you want to point this or not in the in the resolution. I'd like to hear you about this. Valérie?
This idea was not exactly that the same, but it's already in a Paris resolution, so I don't think we need to add...
Sorry?
Yes, there was a...
Let me read...
Thing. This was the third part or things like that, so...
So reinforce that...
No, but maybe we could come up with the idea. It was written that we need to harmonize and to start. And it's the line after the VAT.
So what was written in Paris on was this. Establish a blueprint among interest member states aiming at defining the outlines for European harmonization. I don't like, I think the word harmonization... let me just read so that everyone... So, establish a blueprint among interest member states aiming at defining the outlines for European harmonization of corporate profit taxation. And then, in the context of revising the VAT directive, we ask the Commission to avoid increasing the diversion between national VAT systems as this would risk weakening the tax base. Target tax havens through a precise European list which will be publicly disclosed.
If we phrase
so
it like...
So we can reinforce previous...
No, but, yes, but okay. If we phrase it like this, it's because there was not a consensus. We had a very long discussion in Paris on this. And if we phrase like this, it's because it's what we could obtain together, and that there was a divergence between the rates on one side and the base on the other. So,
no, but what I'm suggesting is less than what is written here.
No, blueprint. Paolo, blueprint means an agenda. So we in Paris.
No, but it's blueprint and then European harmonization.
Yes, but because there is a real discussion on do we need to focus on the rate or on the base?
Yeah.
So harmonization means we need to work on the two sides.
No, this is not the meaning, sorry.
Sorry, it was what we meant in Paris.
The word of harmonization is at least in Portuguese and in French, I think, it's making it more similar. As far as I understand, I don't know if it's you share this. Harmonize usually means to become more similar. I don't know. My interpretation, for instance, this of considering, but I don't want to reopen discussion. I said this in my intervention, so I know that this was said in the, but I don't know if you share or not share, but we can do several things, either to reinforce what was said in Paris, it's a possibility. Timo.
One way to get around this, and I think it was represented in the discussion, is that we would like to have measures against harmful tax competition between member states.
Measures against harmful competition between members, harmful tax,
yes,
competition between member states. Fully agree.
Fully agree? Just,
yeah. Because, yeah. Okay, carry on.
Yeah. And
And if necessary, you can add a preamble saying that some tax competition is understandable, just to emphasize yeah. that we don't consider all tax competition harmful. Personally, I think it's important because very often the socialist point is interpreted, and this formulation does not exclude that interpretation that we think all tax competition is harmful. But so if that wants to be clarified, so that'd be useful in my point of view.
Okay, so I fully agree. Some tax competition is not only useful, also beneficial, but some measures against harmful tax competition between member countries have to be avoided, which, and this is the part I make the point with, which suggests that some discussion should be open on some minimum playing field in terms of taxation. I don't know if this is too much for Timo.
One moment.
Is it okay or is it too much?
No, 1 second. The wording tax competition is not acceptable.
Why?
Because competition is good in general for the market economy. It's not a competition. It's a tax differentiation made with purpose. It's not
now,
a competition.
In economic literature, I can tell you 15 papers on
yes.
municipal tax competition. You go to Public Choice Journal, and you have my Belgian friend Bruno Heindels has 3 or 4 papers on that. We call it tax competition. Tax competition, it's...
They call it, but it's not right.
Okay, but, Ruman, we are not now revising economic theory and the paper... It's usual wording of this topic. Karine, okay.
A proposal to make the summarize, because Timo has said something very important. What is new is that we all agree that what we have done around Apple and Ireland is very important and very new. But of course, tech competition means many things. So it is a tax behavior that harm competition, that hit competition. It is a tax behavior of some countries, like Ireland, which is hurting competition that is harmful. Is it correct, gentlemen?
Well, I'll give the word to Timo and to see if...
I introduced this...
The first part all agree. The first two parts. The idea that, tax competition is, if within some parameters is healthy. But, second part that Timo said, everyone agree. Okay? So we have already something. Let's see if we can have more or if we have to stay in there. Timo, and then I go.
I introduced this formulation that we can get around this ongoing debate on whether there should be a minimum base or to whether we should concentrate on base or rate. Minimum rate. Because measures against harmful tax competition include the idea of getting... if not harmonization, some closer range of tax rates. So I think it's in there, in that formulation, automatically, inherently. So that's why I thought that would kind of cover this thing that still needs to be developed among ourselves.
But Timo, it was not clear to me if it's the minimum... This idea of the minimum playing field or not, if you agree or not with this idea that it could be sentence.
Well, in fact, I do not agree, but I'm not hostile to the idea. But particularly the point, I think, is to have narrower range of national rates.
Jean-Paul, peraí. Jean-Paul.
Which?
Jean-Paul. Sorry, sorry. Jean-Paul. Well, let's say goodbye to Jean-Paul, who has to leave, and thank you again, okay. Him from the conference, and hope to see you in Sofia. Okay.
So inherent on measures on harmful tax competition is the idea that there should be a narrower range of tax rates. It does not say that there should be a minimum rate, but it says that it needs to be, if not harmonized, it needs to be closer to each other. And this is something that I think absolutely everyone, including the Irish, can agree.
Sorry, I don't agree, because you cannot reduce the range. You can only put, for instance, in corporate tax, in taxation, you cannot have a ceiling, because this would be to interfere with national parliament's power. If I need to balance my budget to increase VAT, I must have the ability to do that. So the harmonization, we have to do it, is on the minimum, to avoid the tax competition and the bottom to the race. So the concept of range, which is the difference between the maximum and the minimum, does not capture. So I will not subscribe the idea of the range. That's why I emphasize the minimum. What I think we have to discuss in another, perhaps in Sofia, or actually we should have a topic on this, in my opinion, is if we accept or we do not accept that there are 0% of corporate in the European Union. But okay, we don't have more time. I will give the word to Igor, and if there's no further consensus, unless, Timo didn't say that he would veto my suggestion, but so I'll consider whether to put it or not, but Igor.
I'm afraid it would be difficult to explain to our voters the thesis that Optimo Timo articulated concerning the harmful tax competition. I would second, why wouldn't we declare that we stand for combating tax havens openly, just?
Tax havens has to be included as well, because this was a very strong...
We stand against tax havens.
But this not covers everything. Let's add tax havens to the... some expression will appear in the sense that we have to combat tax havens within our own countries and whatever.
I just want one sentence. I apply to you, Paolo, to remember that this text is destined to be read by voters, not only academicians in the academic magazines.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This will be considered. Okay, I think we have to finish this point. It's more or less, I think we progressed a lot in the formulation of the sentence. And let me look at the program. Security and refugee crisis. What can we say about this? There is this letter to Moscovici. So basically the idea that the treatment that is given to one country should be generalized to other countries. And I think there is no problem in revealing I don't know if we should specify the country or not, but if one country, so I asked Belgium, do you prefer not to be mentioned? Sorry? Okay. Or we cannot mention cases, but some countries, it was allowed that expenditures on... Was it just terrorism or security?
terrorism and immigrations. Stefan, can you formulate exactly in one short sentence that can be written what was... Can you... No, now, now. Put just press the button and in one short sentence what was the... So commission... I'll start the sentence. We should we acknowledge that for some countries a special treatment was given by the commission to expenditures on...
One moment, please.
Okay, you can then perhaps...
One moment.
Finish, and then following this, the group decided to write a letter to Vice President Pierre Moscovici, blah blah, in an and it will goes in an X of the resolution. Okay. So, and also that this thing should be tackled at. There are still big problems in Turkey, Greece, the way it is handled the refugee crisis. And from the budgetary point of view, which was our topic, this should be tackled both at national level and at European level, and in the discussion of the new framework of the European Union, this will be in some way considered, because it's a new event that should be introduced in the current discussion. So something like that. So my idea was basically this. Stefan.
Dans le courrier, il parle donc in the fight against terrorism and radicalization in our country. Mais je ne retrouve plus. Donc, the fight against terrorism and radicalization in our country.
Okay, so, but we should not write exactly the same sentence, otherwise they will understand that it's this letter to Belgium. Yeah. We can. Okay, so, if you agree, this is... You know, the main topics that we are going to write down. You receive during next week a proposal. And the thing I'd suggest, it will be sent by Ana Filipa's email. So it will be a direct... there will be an overall... Well, I'll define the methodology, which I presume it's more efficient by then. Thank you very much for all. I think it was a success. As I told you, it exceeded my expectations highly. And I hope we can progress in the future. We look forward. It will in the meanwhile, we will receive Ruman's answer about Sofia. Because if it's done, we can put that the next meeting will be in Sofia. If you have a date, an agenda to propose, it can be, but if not, we just put the date if you agree. But in any case, I'll contact with Valérie and Jean-Paul, because for me, she's the chief whip. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Vous allez essayer quand même que ça se passe chez vous Vous allez quand même essayer que ça se passe chez vous
Oui, Thank you. Thank you. Can you talk to me?